Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to the Psyche Behind the Physique, y'all. It is so great to be here recording yet another episode for you guys. Last week, I chose to unplug and explore the Big Apple with one of my clients who I finally had the pleasure of meeting with after 3 years. But I'm back. I'm sick, but I'm back. I'm refreshed. I'm feeling inspired. I'm ready to tackle a juicy, jam-packed podcast episode with you guys that I truly believe is going to light a fire beneath you and get you eager for the new year. For those of you who don't know me, I'm your host, Maddie Michelson, IFBB Pro and founder of the Empowered Coaching Collective. And if you're here, you are here for a reason, likely to learn a little bit more about how to be a better student of your own body in one way or another. But I'd love for you to stick around. I'd love for you to stick around because today, in today's episode, I am sharing one of my most valuable annual rituals done every December for the past 5 years. It is surprisingly simple, yet incredibly powerful. And I really believe that it can be transformative for each and every one of you as you move into the new year. This ritual that I'm going to share with you involves 6 straightforward questions that encourage reflection on the past year and provide immediate clarity on your desires for the coming year. As you answer these questions individually, you're going to be amazed at the wisdom that you've acquired and the sense of empowerment that you will feel. I truly believe that these questions will not only stir up wisdom, but they're also going to illuminate a path forward that is uniquely yours, deeply personal, and truly authentic. But you guys, before we dive into these 6 questions, I want to set the stage with a story, one that I think really helps to capture why reflection is so important. So earlier this year, I went to California with my sister, Whitney. I have a sister. She's 7 years older than me. We're very, very different, but she's an incredible human. And my dad was attending his high school reunion. So Whitney and I decided to go explore. We weren't going to stay at dad's old high school reunion in Watsonville, California. But one night, we took a scenic drive to a nearby city called Capitola for dinner. The way there, you guys, absolutely breathtaking, beautiful sights, stunning, you know, landscapes of the ocean, mountainous views. It was the kind of beauty that made you really stop to appreciate the world around you, you know, winding mountain roads, the sunset that looked like it was pulled straight from a painting. And honestly, a sense of stillness that I hadn't felt for a long time had really occupied my being. But the drive back... The drive back was another story. It was pitch black. The mountain road suddenly felt a lot less charming. And Whitney and I became, you know, directionally challenged. We're both quite on edge as we're driving back. And as we approached this fork in the road, our GPS lost signal. It was almost like something straight out of a movie. No directions, no cell service, just us trying to figure out whether to turn left or right. So we pull over, unsure of what to do, and a parking booth attendant came over and asked if we were lost, and Whitney replied, "Yes, we are." And then she said something that was so powerful, and she said, "We just need to figure out where we are so we can figure out where we're going." And isn't that such a powerful metaphor for life? You know, sometimes we're so focused on where we think we're headed that we don't even stop to understand where we are. So we make decisions based on assumptions, external pressures, are honestly something that I think I've came to realize this past year. I've made a lot of decisions on sheer momentum. And we wind up feeling lost or stuck. So that is why reflection is so important, right? So in this podcast episode, we are going to talk about pulling over on the side of the mountain. We're going to talk about pausing. We're going to talk about taking stock of where we are so that I can get you all moving forward with clarity and with purpose. We are going to metaphorically pull over so we can figure out where each and every one of us is. And as we ponder these six questions, we're going to figure out where we're going next. Most people skip this crucial step, though, when it comes to setting their goals or making resolutions or maybe navigating a significant shift in a career or a personal journey. And instead, we become victims of the rat race, right? We race through life. We make decisions at lightning speed, oftentimes based on what we feel like we should do, rather than pausing to consider what we truly need or want to do. And the problem here is that goals that are driven by shoulds, they lack three things. They lack depth, they lack purpose, and they lack the personal commitment that is necessary to see them through. They oftentimes become just another long item on a checklist, whether this is targets to hit, quotas to meet, rather than something like meaningful steps towards a better life. But what if instead of going about your New Year's resolutions the same way that you have every single year, we stop for a moment? What if we take time to deeply think about what we actually want, not what others expect of you, not what your coach told you you need to do, not what your boss suggested or Shape magazine encouraged, but what if you stop to truly think about what genuinely mattered to you? That's where transformation happens. 2025, I promise you, it can be a completely different story if you're willing to pause and ask yourself some really honest questions. What's working in your life right now? What's not working in your life right now? What are you willing to put forth the effort for to create something new? And just as importantly, what are you not willing to give up? What are you not willing to put forth the effort for? In a previous episode that I released, we explored two key elements that psychologists say are essential for creating goals that you actually stick to. And so you don't have to go back and watch this episode, although I encourage you to. There's two key elements necessary, as I just said, for creating goals. One is a what, the other is a why. You need to know what you want, and you need to understand why it's important to you. And without both, goals are going to feel empty and goals are going to feel demotivating. So what I love about the six questions that we're diving into today is that they truly guide you through uncovering a what and a why. They help you identify and clarify what really matters so that we can pave a way for actionable steps to make goals a reality. And let me tell you, I'm honestly so excited, if you can't hear the excitement and the sickness in my voice, for you to experience this, because every single time I've worked through these questions with myself or guided a friend or a family member through them, the result is always the same. Peace, joy, excitement, and clarity. There is something so empowering about knowing exactly where you're headed and feeling a fire beneath you to get there, right? It's almost like when you're in a mall and it's the thick of Christmas season and you're like, I just need to get to the Pandora store. I'm on a mission, right? You are going to feel like you are on a mission in the next half hour. So through this process, I hope that you come to realize that your best days, your most fulfilling relationships, and your greatest accomplishments, they're ahead of you. The version of yourself that you're striving to become, she's waiting for you in the new year. And I promise you that these six questions, they work because they are rooted in a beautifully simple truth. To chart a path forward, you got to understand where you're starting from. And you've got to know where you're going. It's that clarity right there that makes all the difference. So as we've discussed, and you're going to hear me repeat this so many times in this podcast, to create a clear path forward, you first need where you're at right now and where you want to go next. But without both, we're not going to be able to map out your journey. Think about it, you guys. Apps like Apple Maps, right? They can't guide us unless we provide them with our starting destination and our ending destination. Yet so often in life, that's the step that we're missing. We just open up maps and it's almost like we assume or expect it to spit out a good restaurant for us. But we have to pause and we've got to take inventory of the current position. I've made this mistake more times than I can count, and I'm determined to help you avoid it. If I hadn't pulled over and recalibrated on that pitch black mountain road in California, I would have ended up spinning my wheels, lost stress, potentially headed in the wrong direction. The same principle applies to life. You've got to stop, you've got to assess, and you've got to reconnect with where you are now. And I understand, I know that it can be intimidating to stop and truly face where you're at. Sometimes it's easier to keep going to avoid the discomfort of self-reflection. I felt that same fear. But my mom said something that has always rang true. And that saying is, sometimes you just have to do it scared. So whether you're listening to this while driving, working out, or starting your day, I encourage you to revisit this episode later. And first to use this episode to just kind of set the stage. And then go through it when you can pause with the pen and paper, with your camera roll and all the things. And really be intentional about these questions. Before we dive in, here's another idea. The spirit of the holidays and the new year is all about sharing. So share this with a friend, a colleague, your spouse, or even your kids. When you do this exercise with people that you trust, those people oftentimes remind you of achievements that you've overlooked. And they're guaranteed to give you credit for things that you might not give yourself credit for. Plus, we all know that sharing goals with others builds both connection and accountability, which can make the process even more impactful. So without further ado, let's dive into the six questions, all right? The first three questions that I'm going to ask you are going to help you to reflect on where you are right now, drawing out this wisdom that you've gained over the past year. And then the final three are actually inspired by the UF School of Business. And those are going to help you to really craft a forward-focused plan that feels deeply personal and fulfilling. So if you're taking notes, you've got your cute little rifle paper company journal out, this is where you're going to want to start. Question number one, which is, what are the highlights of the past year in your life? So I want you to take a moment and I want you to think back over the last 12 months and I want you to start gathering those standout moments, right? The wins, the joys, the memories that made you feel alive. Now, I'll be honest, trying to do this purely from memory is tough. If you don't believe me, give it a shot, but the chances are you're quickly going to realize how much has slipped through the cracks. So to truly give credit to everything that you've experienced, let's use some tools here. Maybe it's your camera roll. Maybe it's your previous journal from this past year. Maybe it's your Snapchat or your TikTok. Open up your calendar. Maybe you're a calendar person, your planner, or even just scrolling through your Instagram. Go week by week and month by month, and you are going to be amazed at how many meaningful moments resurface, right? Things that you might have forgotten entirely. Think about it. The people you had lunch with, the dates you went on, the good and the bad, the trips you took, the books you read, the places you visited, the conversations that stuck with you, the doctor's appointments you had, the meetings you had with your coaches, the time you stepped on that stage, all of these moments, big and small, they're parts of the highlights that define your year. And when I go back and I do this, I'm so surprised by how much has happened to me in a single year. You know, this past year I turned pro, something that I had been working towards for years. I hosted my first New Year's Eve party. I moved twice. which was challenging, but also opened up so many new opportunities. I traveled abroad for the first time, which was such an eye-opening and grounding experience. I finished another board certification, adding another layer of expertise to my career. I spent so much time near the water. I moved to the water, at the beach, by the pier, places that have always helped me to feel centered and connected. And honestly, I ate a lot of good food. And this exercise really helps me to remember how much I enjoyed things like exploring new places or sharing meals with people who matter to me. And this realization really had me to pause and appreciate how present I've been this year. Something that, to be quite honest with you guys, I've struggled with in the past. Scrolling through my photos, they've also brought up memories of celebrating milestones with new friends in my city, whether it's their birthdays or job promotions or anniversaries. And it made me realize just how full my cup has been when it comes to relationships and connections in comparison to previous years. Looking through my pictures of my clients, some who I've met in person for the first time this year, reminds me of how much gratitude I have for the relationships my business has brought me. And then there's the Empowered Coaching Collective. This year I launched it as an extension of my vision, and it's grown into a tri-fold holistic health coaching company that serves functional, lifestyle, and contest prep athletes. And reflecting on this achievement is a reminder of the power of believing in yourself, staying true to your mission, and continuously investing in your passion. For me, this has been a quote unquote gold star moment. It's a testament to years of hard work, resilience, and growth. So why are we doing this? Why are we reflecting on highlights? Because life is so much bigger than how you feel in any given moment. And it's so easy to forget everything you've done, everything you've overcame, everything you've experienced, especially when you're in a temporary emotional state. So by revisiting the highlights of your year, you're reconnecting with your own story. You're pulling your car over and you're looking around. You're reminding yourself of your resilience and your growth and the joy that exists even in your challenging seasons. This question, what are the highlights of this past year of your life? This helps you to see big picture. It brings wisdom and it brings perspective to the forefront, and it helps to guide you as you think about what you want to create for the year ahead. So that's question number one. We've already started unpacking a lot from the past year. And this is really the foundation for everything that follows. So, without slowing down, let's move on to question number two. Question number two being, what were the hardest aspects of this past year for you? And this question is essential, but it's also one that can be challenging to answer. So, to help you dig deeper, let's start with some tools. Just like the highlights, your camera roll, your calendar, and even old messages can be invaluable here. These small prompts can really jog your memory, and they can help you uncover specific moments and experiences that otherwise may slip through the cracks, right? Maybe we welcome that. Maybe we were completely okay with these not so glorious moments slipping through the cracks, but I want you to take a moment to remember them right now, and I'm going to explain why. But before we do, if you're feeling overwhelmed, or maybe you're like, ah, Maddie, I can skip number two. I don't really care to revisit that. Let's break it into five categories. And when you break it into five bite-sized categories, it's a lot easier to get a clearer picture of the different areas of your life and how these different areas have, to put it nicely, shaped you. So category number one is health and wellness. When you explore, right, what the hardest aspects of this past year for you, I want you to explore it first from the perspective of health and wellness. Category number two, career, money, and school. Category number three, relationships, love, and connection. Category number four, fun and happiness. And category number five, purpose, spirituality, and meaning. And as you reflect, you might notice something that's truly fascinating. Some of your challenges, they're going to overlap with your highlights. For example, one of my highlights this past year was becoming more present with friends and family, especially over shared meals. But at the same time, that was a major area of struggle for me as I worked to rebuild my relationship with food. Learning how to eat intuitively without relying on strict rules or even permission for an untracked meal, that was a battle, you guys. And one that tested me in ways that I did not expect. But I'm not stopping here to dwell on the negatives, right? We're pausing to reflect on what tested us because those moments, they hold valuable lessons. And without this question, question number two, it is impossible to move forward with clarity and intention. For me personally, this year was also one of tremendous growth, but also significant challenge. Take my career as an example. The expansion of Empowered Coaching Collective was one of my proudest achievements ever in life. But it didn't happen without sacrifices. Building something of that magnitude required a massive investment of time, resources, and energy. I had to say no to a lot of opportunities to prioritize this vision. And there were nights where I questioned if I was doing the right thing. There were moments of fear and doubt, moments where the workload honestly felt overwhelming, and moments where I genuinely wondered, how am I going to pull this off? And then there was the deeply personal realm of relationships and connection. This year, I experienced the most genuine, loving relationship I've ever been in. But that came after significant heartbreak with the same person just 6 months earlier. Losing that person for a time was devastating. And even as things worked out in the end, the pain of that experience shaped me profoundly. Moving to a new city, that also came with its set of its own challenges. I had to leave behind friendships and a sense of familiarity. And there were weeks where I felt isolated, unsure of whether I'd find my footing. Eventually, obviously, new friendships blossomed and I maintained the connections that I cherished from my previous home, but the transition was not without its struggles. In the realm of fun and happiness, I had to confront some hard truths. This year made me realize how much joy and spontaneity I'd missed out on in recent years. I found myself reevaluating how I define happiness and learning to embrace a different kind of joy, a kind of joy that was rooted in the present moment rather than chasing external validation. Here's the thing. Looking back at the pain points in your life, it's not about getting stuck in them. It is about understanding them so that we can move forward with intention. Reflecting on what was hard, that's what helps you articulate goals that address those challenges. That's what helps you create a sense of meaning and direction. For me, question number two is instrumental when shaping my goals for 2025. One of the hardest but most rewarding parts of this year was transitioning into a lifestyle athlete role. Letting go of rigid cycles and embracing a more intuitive, balanced approach to health, that was hard, you guys. It required breaking old patterns, enduring discomfort, and trusting the process. But through that struggle, I learned what I wanted to carry forward. And I've also learned what I don't want to repeat. The key to setting meaningful goals is relevance. Your goals need to be tied to who you are right now, your strengths, your struggles, and your current reality. Decades of research reveal that when goals are informed by personal experiences and challenges, they take on deeper meaning. This connection creates what psychologists call intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation comes from within. Intrinsic motivation drives you towards meaningful change. So take questions number one and two seriously. Reflecting on what's been hard can reveal so much about what matters to you. So ask yourself, what's challenged me? What have I struggled to overcome? What pain points am I ready to move through or just leave behind? Maybe you found yourself stuck in rigidity, longing for more freedom, play, and connection. Maybe you've realized that you've been chasing the wrong things and are ready to realign with what truly makes you happy. Whatever your challenges are, they're trying to teach you something. Use them as a guide to create goals that are rich, rich with meaning, goals that are deeply personal to you. These are not just to-dos on a list. They're steps towards becoming the version of yourself that you, my friend, are meant to be. Take your time, dive deep, and let these reflections shape the next steps of your journey. This is where transformation begins. So our last question, question number three, for our mountainside. We're still pulled over, people. We haven't started driving yet. What did you learn about yourself this past year? Keep your tools close, your camera roll, your journal, or anything else that helps jog your memory, because this question oftentimes requires a deeper look. You might even find yourself using these tools more here than you did with questions number one and two. Again, we're breaking these questions up into five areas. I'll repeat. Number one, health and wellness. Number two, career, money, and school. Number three, relationship, love, and friendship. Number four, fun and happiness. Number five, purpose, spirituality, and meaning. Again, this question can be really tough to answer on your own. I found that when I try to reflect on this question, what I learned about myself, and I try to do it alone, I have a tendency to either overlook or downplay the lessons that I've learned. So this is why I really encourage you to explore this question with people that know you well. They oftentimes see the growth and progress that you've made that you may not give yourself credit for. And this perspective can really remind you of your wins, your resilience, and the ways that you've evolved over the year. For example, here's something that I learned about myself this year. Something that honestly I feel compelled to share because I think it's going to resonate with a lot of you. I learned that life doesn't have to be so hard. If something feels like a constant uphill battle, it's oftentimes because it's out of alignment. Life is challenging enough on its own without turning everything, including the things that we once loved, into a punishment. Maybe this is ringing true for you too. Maybe there was a time when you loved cooking your meals or you loved hitting the gym, but somewhere along the way, it started to feel like just another box to check. And if that's the case, it might be time to reimagine how you approach those areas of your life. That is exactly what this question is for. To help you uncover those moments of misalignment, to help you consider how you can shift towards something that feels more authentic and fulfilling. Another big question this year for me, or realization, if you will, for me, was the power of saying yes. I made a much more conscious effort to step outside of my comfort zone. So what I mean by this is I said yeah to connections. I said yes to experiences. I said yes to opportunities, and particularly those connections and those experiences and those opportunities that made me get that kind of like stomach feeling, like the feeling that you're like, I don't know that that's going to be fun. So whether it was like trips or dinners or joining in on something that I didn't plan, as I reflect back on my year, those yes moments led me to some of the most unforgettable memories and connections of my entire year. Those moments would not have happened if I'd clung to the need to control every detail. Letting go of that need for control, you guys, it opened doors that I didn't even know were there. So take some time with this question. Think about the lessons that you've learned in the five key areas that we talked about. Consider what's working, consider what's not working, and consider how you've grown. And remember, it is okay if what worked for you in the past, it's not serving you anymore. That's fine. Recognizing that is a huge win. And this exercise is to help you uncover what comes next. What did you learn about yourself? Let those learning lessons guide you as we move forward. So let's recap. Let's recap what we've covered so far, because this has been deep, right? Question number three, highlights of this past year. Bada bing, bada boom. Question number two, what are the hardest aspects of the past 12 months? Question number three, what did you learn about yourself this past year? Maybe you've realized that you're more self-aware than you initially thought. Perhaps you discovered you thrive with a little bit more structure and accountability. Or maybe you've learned that you're super capable, more capable than what you thought, of juggling multiple responsibilities and challenges all at once. I like these three questions because they give what I would refer to, they give way to your coordinates, right? Taking the time to really answer these gives you the foundation that you need to move forward intentionally. So we're pulled over on the mountain, right? Our GPS is coming back on. We've now figured out where we're at. We've got our coordinates to plug into Apple Maps as a starting point, but now we need to map ourselves back to our dad's high school reunion. So the final three questions we're borrowing from the University of Florida School of Business. And there's a framework, and it's a three-word framework that I'm going to share with you. And that framework is stop, start, continue. It's a brilliant framework because it helps us focus on what truly matters. When the new year rolls around, it is so easy to get caught up in the urge to do more or push harder or pile on new goals. But what if we just simplified? What if we doubled down on what's already worked for us, right? Lessons that we learned in June and July and November and this month and the past few weeks. What if we let go of what's held us back, cleaned out our closet, right? And what if we only introduced the changes that truly aligned with our goals, our values, and our vision? So question number four is, what are you going to stop doing? Think about the next 12 months. What habits, what behaviors, and what patterns are no longer serving you? For me, I've decided to stop working late into the night. Don't get me wrong, you guys. I love my job. But I've realized that spending my evenings glued to my laptop has taken away from something equally as important: quality time with the people I love. This personal stop falls under the category of relationships, but you can and should apply this question to every other category in your life. Health and wellness. What unhealthy habits or routines are you willing to let go of? Is it your step goal? Is it your Apple Watch? Is it how often you're drinking alcohol? Is it nicotine? Career, money, and school. Are there patterns of procrastination, complaining, or overworking that need to stop? Relationships and connection. Are you holding on to resentment, toxic dynamics, or maybe some habits that are preventing deeper connections? Fun and happiness. What's draining your joy? What's holding you back from embracing playfulness or spontaneity? And purpose, spirituality, and meaning. Are there beliefs, commitments, or distractions that have been pulling you away from a deeper sense of purpose? Stopping something doesn't always feel like a big, bold move, you guys, but it can lead to massive transformation. Oftentimes, my personal belief is letting go of something that is not working, that can be even more impactful than starting something new. So moving on here, remember this is a trifold framework. We've already covered stop. Now we're going to gloss over start, and we are going to move to continue. What are you going to continue doing? I love this question, you guys, and this question does not get the clout that it deserves. In our rush to set New Year's resolutions, we forget to celebrate and sustain the habits, the routines, and the mindsets that have already been doing us so much good. Consistency is the key to progress. And the things that you're already doing, those small, steady actions, those are the backbone of lasting change. So reflect on what's working, and then commit to continuing those practices. For me, one thing that I'm going to continue doing is saying yes to opportunities that stretch me out of my comfort zone. This past year, I leaned into spontaneity. I said yes to those trips, those dinners, and those experiences that I wouldn't have planned for myself. These moments created memories that I want to keep creating as I move into 2025. So think about the five categories again. What are you already doing in the field or the realm of health and wellness that's already supporting your goals? Maybe it's meditating, or maybe it's tracking your food, or maybe it's eating protein at every feeding. What's working in your career or your finances or in school that you want to sustain? Is it a consistent bedtime? What practices or habits are strengthening your relationships and connections? How are you currently cultivating fun and happiness? What are you doing to stay aligned with your purpose, your spirituality, and your meaning? Sometimes the best goals aren't about reinventing the wheel, people. They're about staying the course. So finally, let's talk about start. What are you going to start doing? What are you going to introduce into your life in the coming year? For me, in the realm of health and wellness, I'm committing to incorporating more cross-training in my routine. I have been so focused on strength training for years, and while I love it, I know that my body and my mind could benefit from more variety. Things like yoga, Pilates, and even running. Another big start for me is launching my subscription-based wellness community. This has been a dream of mine for so long, and I am thrilled to bring it to life. It is going to be a space where women can connect, they can learn about functional health, share recipes, join workouts, and even support one another in their journeys. And on a personal note, I'm getting more intentional about my finances this year. I want to be strategic about saving for travel, investing in my future, and creating the life that I've always envisioned. And as you answer this question, I want you to remember one thing. Starting doesn't always mean something brand new. It could also mean restarting something that you've let slip, something that worked for you in the past and deserves real estate in your life again. So to recap for us here, we've explored 6 questions that are going to help you pause and take inventory of where you're at. And then they're going to help you shape New Year's resolutions that are intentional, purposeful, and meaningful to you. Those 6 questions are: 1, what were the highlights of your year? 2, what were the hardest aspects of this past year? 3, what did this past year teach you about yourself or what you need more of? 4, what are the things you want to stop doing and leave behind in the new year? 5, what are the things you want to continue doing to sustain your growth and success? 6, what do you want to start doing to create the life that you desire? I don't know about you guys, but I feel fired up after working through these questions. Reflection and planning like this, it's not just about setting goals. It's about aligning with who you are and where you want to go. My hope for each and every one of you is that your New Year's resolutions look different this year. My hope is that your New Year's resolutions are more targeted and more concentrated with deeply intrinsic meaning. My hope for you is that your New Year's resolutions will have a clearly lit and illuminated path before them that you genuinely feel at peace with, and that these resolutions for once don't seem so gargantuan or far-fetched. Thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of The Psyche Behind the Physique. If you found today's conversation helpful, please share it with a friend or leave a review. I love hearing how these topics resonate with you all. And as always, I'll be back in 2 weeks with more insights, stories, and actionable advice to keep you forward focused on your health journey. If you're interested in working one-on-one with our team, we would love to welcome you into our community. Click the link in our description to be contacted for a one-on-one discovery call, or head over to my Instagram page at Mads Michie Fitness, and we can discuss how our team might approach working with you on your customized journey to living well in 2025. Be kind to one another this week, and don't forget to include yourself in that mix. This is Maddie Michelson signing off, and I'll see you real soon, friends.